Blog Talk Radio. Beat his radio.
Yeah. Happy pre-Thanksgiving. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. Word, I'm in the building, y'all. I've been gone for a little while. Been on a little vacay, running around, doing a lot of things, man. Y'all know I'm shooting a movie, doing a movie thing, doing a real big thing. Block Club in the building. Got the Block Club, you know, Block Club New York videos, man. We doing what we doing real big. Gonna give y'all some more information on that later on the site. Oh, man, like I said, just getting ready for the Turkey Day tomorrow, man. How many of y'all out there getting some turkey, man? Big shout to Ricardo's, man. Ricardo's yesterday gave out 1,000 turkeys. Ricardo's on 110th Street and 2nd Avenue. 1,000 turkeys to the hood in East Harlem, man. Big shout out to Ricardo's, man. That was real big. Also, a few people gave out turkeys today. Also, the Asthma Center on the Huntington between 3rd and Lexington Avenue, they gave out some turkeys, too. But we're in the building. I got a new joint from my man Ray Vaughn, Magnificent Seven. They still pumping. I got a new joint. I'm going to play from him a little later on today. Today, I'm going to just play a lot of shit today, man, because it's one of those days where everybody's cooking. So I'm just going to keep y'all in a cooking mood, make y'all just want to, you know, because right now all the women in the family are sipping on something and cooking. They're talking old school. Everybody's remembering who's not here with us now, what we used to do. That's what we do on Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about them dumbass Republicans like we always do, because they still doing dumb shit, still mad, still sad. Rush Limbaugh, they blaming it on him. They changing everybody. You know, they changing on everybody. They changed on Mitt. They changed on Russ. Republicans don't want to respect the fact that they bunch of old white dudes, man. Straight up, old white prejudice dudes, man. That's what the Republican Party's now. The new party is the Democrat Party, man. That's the party that everybody wants to chill. That's the party that accepts everybody. No race, no color, no nothing. You could just be there as long as you believe in fairness, man. If you don't like that, Republican, get at me, dog.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
Be right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
Right here,
what must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what the matter. You don't know by now that you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I'll commit the crime. When it's on, we transform like Optimus Prime. I'll form the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it cap. Bustin' off, dustin' off, get softest nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga. Come on, off this nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he getting bust down.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna kill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog.
What?
With the dirt.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna kill us.
Get at me, dog.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah. Now it is.
Looking too good for certain niggas, some hurting niggas. What you doing? Robbing niggas, jerking niggas, sticking niggas, cause they deserve it. But money got murdered. They know he died slow, cause they hurt him. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while. And the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
Just takes the light up, the fuck the night up. Blow everything in sight up. Fuck around and I had no ass right up. And to mention some shit, he wasn't able to stand. I guess it, that'll disable a man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like a sitting fly. Nowadays, getting by, that's more than occasional meal and getting high. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers? Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna kill us?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread?
Get at me, dog.
One in the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you breathing, but you dead from the waist down.
My fuck is on your mind.
Talking that shit that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you be walking. But shit happens and fuck it. You done did your dirt. Niggas just wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. That's one of their mans.
but the bitch in the sky. Fuck through my cats and all the more hits and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, yo, that's Baltimore shit. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm just robbing to eat. And there's at least 1,000 others like me. Mobbing the street. When we starve, when we eat, whatever's there. Come on, you know the cold in the street, whatever's fair. Blood stains and chalk, cause your man couldn't walk after the talk about him not being on the 11th, 33rd in New York. Transforming that thing, so get it quick. And yo, for real, that nigga Case can suck my dick. It's gonna take all these niggas in the rap game to barely move me. Cause when I blow shit up, I have niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. Ah, you know I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like protected by Viper. Stand back. I thought you niggas was killing, demented. Fuck you and me, George's coward. Finish him, ascend it.
Yo, you holding? I'm holding, you holding? Yo, let's ride, nigga. Yo, come on, yo, we going to mess all this shit.
Hold on, man.
Yo, man, shut the fuck up, man. You ain't saying shit, bitch.
Get at me, dog. You niggas want to be chilling? Get at me, dog. Yeah, we're going to get some news, man. Apparently, man, Tyrese be bugging out. They got some stuff. You know, Tyrese supposed to have the most hilarious Twitter account. He's been saying some crazy stuff, you know, that's kind of standing out. You know, they and some people say Tyrese get a bad rap. I'm going to read a couple of things in his Twitter. You tell me if you think Tyrese should get a bad rap. A lot of y'all know Tyrese for You Ain't Nothing, Jody, for the movie Baby Boy. And he takes normal amount. One of his tweets was, this is why I think of myself as an invisible bully. My mind's always thinking of the next level shit. I left Earth a while ago. I don't think that's so bad. I think they're a little more bugging on that one because that's just like a quote. They're trying to act like the boy going crazy. That's a quote. All right. Ignore today, ignore me tomorrow. My strong love and consistency will conquer all walls of false realities. A gift should be open. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what these people are talking about. Making love and images of your kids start popping up in your mind because you love being in there so much. Making love and images of your kids start popping up in your mind because you love being in there so much. I don't know what that one means. Love being in the pootie. Make some seeds. That what that mean? I don't know. Martin King put 2-2 and Kevin Trayvon Martin Rodney King. This means what? What to you? Thoughts on the connection? That's some deep subliminal crazy thing that you can kind of twist together, but you got to try to put it together some way to make it understandable. Well, they both was rights was taken by. I can see that. That's ladies, I'm a lesbian. I just love every aspect and piece of you. Feed me, I'm hungry, I'm yours forever. That's some R&B slick singer shit, man. That's some R&B heartthrob shit throwing out to the ladies, man. I don't know why they feel that one's crazy. That's game. We call that game in the hood. That's Tyrese doing some game. That's probably 10,000 chicks on Twitter. I can't expect you to see what I see because I see the invisible. I see what's not there. It doesn't exist. Now, that's a little cuckoo friend and Ollie right there. A little cuckoo on that one, yeah. You know, that's a little cuckoo. Ladies, don't be manipulated if you don't like what you order on your menu. Menu. He spells menu, not menu, manual. Send it back to the kitchen. Manology 2012 coming soon. Maybe that looked like he was getting ready to do an album. Yeah? I've been waiting. I've been wanting this energy so bad for the Asin community. Asins run the world coming soon. Okay, Tom, you're losing me. I'm trying to stay with you, brother. Looking into flights from Chicago to L.A., just found one for $96. I really want you all to travel this year, see the world. Oh, that's nice. I guess my Lord, you give this fool Twitter RNT at Tyree. Somebody hit him. People put an X on Christmas time, but never think about the Lord Xing them out. Be grateful. That's somebody who came at him. You can't treat us like sex toys, or you can treat us like sex toys all you want. Sperm is really active. If he's not the father, close it up. If he's not the father, close it up. All right. You try your best to leave your hood habits behind you, but when you're really from the block, the ghetto hot sauce will stay in the forest. I think it's a case of a nigga trying to say, I'm trying to stop saying that word. Even though Beef Too Ready, you know, we the underground show, we keep it real, but I'm trying to stop saying that word. No, I'm trying. Even though I don't mean it that way, but I'm trying to stop saying that. I promise somebody I'll try to stop saying it. I think the brother was smoking some blunts and just be tweeting, man. Smoking some kush and be like, oh, yo, the world is beautiful inside out. But inside in, the world is ugly. But that's kind of deep right there. I just made that up, man. I just made that up. Here's a real question. If you was to have sex with you, would you cheat on yourself with that sex? Do you think your sex is good? If you was to have sex with you, would you cheat on yourself with your sex? I don't know, man. Like, it's hard to understand. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to understand the kid, man, with that one. Yes. But, you know, they're making a big deal over it. I don't think it's that drastic like they were saying, y'all. They trying, you know, Tyree's getting a bad rap. I think, you know, he's just on Twitter bugging now, trying to say some slick slavy. A couple of things he was trying to throw at the chicks. You know, fellas, we know how. You know, he's an R&B singer, too. You know, he's going to throw his slick slavy javy out there, you know. And that's what brothers do. That's what brothers do, man. And, we got a cop. Now, check this out. This is one thing. Before I get to some more music, I want to tell y'all this story right here. A cannibal cop popped for plotting to kidnap and rape and cook some girl meat for Thanksgiving. A cop. The cannibal cop had his own twist for Thanksgiving this year. He cooked up some girl meat. Cooking up some girl meat, that's what he wanted to do. Gilberto Valle, he's 28 years old, who allegedly kept a database of at least 100 women he plotted to rape, cook, and eat, planned the freakish feast with one of his online conspirators early this year, prosecutor said. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and one of his things he wrote, I'm planning to get some girl meat. That was on February 9th. And his friend said, really? Tell me more. And you know what I'm saying? That's how his friend responded. In November Thanksgiving, it's a long way, but I'm getting the plan in motion, he said. She's not a volunteer. She has to be abducted. You know what I'm saying? I know where she lives. I will grab her from her house. This is crazy. This is a cop. I'm planning to get some really, like, I'm planning to get some girl meat. Like, really, homie? Like, homie, that's crazy. The conversation with the federal investigators recently found Valle on the computer was presented, you know what I'm saying, was presented during the wacko cop's third bail hearing. The evidence was enough for the judge, Paul Garnapi, to deny his bail. Forcing Valle, who worked for the 26th precinct in Harlem, so all of us that know Harlem know about this guy in the 26th precinct, and they got cannibals over there. Watch out. You know what I'm saying? To settle for a cheap, now you got to settle for a cheap jailhouse turkey dinner. Yes, Mr. Officer. There's nothing about this case that's rational, Mr. Gardner place, Mr. Gardner P said, and he said, and at the hearing, and he also said, it is depraved, bizarre, and unberational. At the moment, he was like, it's crazy, unexplainable. That's my words. I put crazy in there, but he said it's unexplainable, especially someone who's a police officer, which is true. Valley's defense lawyer described the conversations as deviant sex talk, disturbing, sick, but just a fantasy. Yeah, right, dog. You got a dumb cop. And then he looks nerdy. You know, then he's the nerdy-looking cop. You know, the same nerdy-looking cop, look like he's a punk. And he's going to rape and do this. Now, let me tell you, some of you cops, he might have did that to your daughter. That could have been some of you guys' daughter he was thinking about. Suppose he had a partner that was like, I'm going to rape his daughter and eat her. I'm going to cook her for Thanksgiving. He looking at women, when he looking at you, he looking at a meal. And he ain't talking about sex. He talking about a meal. That's crazy. That's a meal. You go there to his house thinking you're going, you're going for a candlelight dinner. You know how when you sit at a table and you and a person, you're having a candlelight dinner, and y'all put your arms across the table and reach over and hold each other's hand. You mess around, get your hand chopped off right there. You grab that boy's hand, y'all go hand in hand and go, choop. He chopped your whole forearm off. Shock you. He's so nice, he flicking in the pot from sitting down. Now he's chasing you around your house. He catch you, chop you again. Now you got no arms. Chop you. I mean, who would eat on how do you get the stomach to say, I'm gonna eat some arm or some leg or some human thigh? You know what I'm saying? Do it. You know, you look like a human will fill you up. Super fill you up. Maybe one person can feed a whole bunch of cannibals. Why do people become cannibals and decide, let's eat people? Why don't cannibals be vegetarians? You said, could they cannibals? Why don't we give them some, human meat that messed them up so bad that they don't want to eat no more human meat again? I know a guy that tell me he eats elephant. I said, you must don't eat that often. He said, his diet is elephant. And I wouldn't know where you go buy elephant at. But I pass on Dumbo. I like to see Dumbo just chilling and doing what he do and doing what he does. Like I said earlier, man, I got my new joint from my man Ray Vaughn. We're going to get into that right now, man. Nigga 7 in the building. Make sure, like they say up in the hood, don't forget Ray Vaughn, baby. We in the building.
Legend to go. Well, that's how they get a look. They forgot about me like that. Oh, man, that's crazy. Who don't know me, it's cause for years I've been low key, been forced away, had to sit in the cell, solitary, private hell. Whole pole mad cause I wouldn't tell, so they locked me down, left me stranded. Been through more than you can imagine. 20 in the pen, but I'm scared to stand it. Trust me, yo, you can't imagine what my life's been like. Truly tragic, still and all, kept my balance, had to grit my teeth, grin and bear it. Fucked up suit, but I had to wear it and deal with the cards that I was handed. But I ain't mad, homie, that's the past. And living life now ain't half as bad. Looking back, shit, I just have to laugh. Cause what you're seeing now is the aftermath. Coming strong through the test of time. From the worst of times to the best of times. If we're talking about class, I'm the best in mind. Nigga, take it different than it just be lying. Fearless 4, Crash Crew, Jekyll High, just to name a few. Mo D, Starsky, Murder Maze, Killer Cam was hot. And my boy Big Gal turned it up a notch. But who you think the first one to blow the spot? To show the whole world we supposed to ride. Yeah, I put my town up on my back. Make sure Harlem got up on the map. What you think in front of nigga, check the steps.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, but they got something to say. But none comes out when they move the list. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about race. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, like you got something to say. But none comes out when they move the list. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about race.
What do you think about my Uncle Ray? N7 like the NWA. CIP, man, I'm on the way. Couple moves from Ray, got a groove like Jay. Okay, I'm an awful guy. I mean, I'm always high. I mean, often high. I got polo on, not talking
juvenile. Uh-huh. When you do it wrong, you need an alibi.
Yeah.
It's a quarter to two, Ivy Ray came through with the bang gang crew.
Movement.
But they say a few names, ain't none of them lame, cuz they represent the move.
Okay.
Top Dollar,
yeah.
J Norris,
yeah.
G Pratt,
yeah.
B-A,
yeah.
B-O-G, B-O-B, Big G's and your boy Zippy, 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 Zippy. Straight talker, make you mad, I'm a piss offer. Shit is crazy, the truth is one of the dudes that I'm off of the risk and offer. Read the book, I author, author. Any B, I sort to torture. Body bag, I culture, culture. Hold down, raising his daughter. Wait, wait.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about me. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about me.
It's been a while, but you ought to know, I don't create this hard to flow. Here's what you know, yeah, I pinned it, bro. And watch the road like I intended, Joe. Just check the verse of these bitches flowing. It's about to pop, and I'm finna blow. Another birth of this business, yo. Took the hustle game and combined it with my lyrical flow and came up with this particular style. Yeah, I've been hot, but niggas act like they super guy. So maybe it's time I remind y'all. Cause the rhetoric seem like it bind y'all. Yeah, maybe it's the way that I shine, y'all. Whatever the case, it's the way I move. Slick as glass, but I'm twice as smooth. Old school, new school. Now, if anything, nigga, this true school. Yeah, in my groove right now. Old school, new school. Now, if anything, nigga, this true.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about me. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about me.
Yeah, got my nephew with me, this stammering. Know what I mean? Got a couple of shots in the chamber. It's only like the second shot, we got a few more coming. Know what I mean? It's the legend once again.
Shouts out to Johnny Wild, Ray Vaughn, Magnificent Seven, Shoe Shine, the whole crew, man. Big shout out, man. Cookie, big shout out. Tostic, big shout out. Harlem, OG legend, still doing it. Coming back strong, man. They're keeping it funky. This is what we do on Beef Stew Radio, man. We diss the Republicans. Dan Senner, Sr., a top advisor and former, to former GOP president, presidential nominee, I like saying that, former GOP presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, on Wednesday was accused of Republicans, you know, like within the former presidential candidate inner circle, within his own people, for being fair weather fans. You know what I'm saying? They was all too eager to throw Romney under the bus, the brother said. You know what I mean? Speaking on MSNBC, he was talking on Morning Joe. And he called the trend stunning, you know, because he was like, before taking aim at the unnamed Republican official, who he said he ain't going to name up to. He didn't want to tell a name. But Senator, he described a particular campaign rally in Cincinnati days before the election. It was like it was 10,000 people, tens of thousands of people there. You could feel the energy. Hundreds of the top tier Romney surrogates were at the event. And he recalled backstage, you know, he was backstage with some of them, and they was talking to like the if he was Ronald Reagan. They was like, yeah, this is Reagan. Romney's gonna win. He's gonna be the first thing as Reagan. And then when the thing didn't pan out, wow, they shot him. See, this is the Republicans. See, they say you could tell a man by how he treats his own people. And if he treats his own people bad, then how do you accept him if he treats his own people bad? He doesn't care about your people. You know? Now, White House to Boehner. Now, Boehner, the Democrats, you know, they holding ground, you know what I mean? Boehner came in with a stupid proposal. Basically, nothing's changed. He came in with the same thing. Speaker Boehner came in with the same papers. He's like, oh, we want to take off entitlements. We don't want cuts for the rich. We don't want, he doesn't have nothing. These guys are dumb. You know, we need to let it go to the fiscal cliff because we win that way. They want to scare you with that, but a lot of experts are saying we win that way. For America to have to get the right way, we have to let it go to the fiscal cliff. Yes, we do. Because the Republicans are dumb. Let's take Senator John McCain. He's wrong right now. He's wrong and he doesn't want to admit. And it's obvious, how do you be sore for so long over losing an election? How do you be sore? How do you call anybody incompetent and you was having Sailor Payne as your partner? Sailor Payne would have been your partner. Explain that. Just explain that. And he's mad. He's really mad, man. They call him Madman. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't. And the thing about it, I used to like McCain. I'm going to tell you, like, he was one of the Republican guys I liked it. I thought he's, but you know, the one thing I did used to see on him is he always gets mad about stupid stuff. He always lies. And it's like they who decides if he is the, I mean, I'm not saying that. I know you've been tortured, but does that make you an expert on every single thing in warfare? It may make you a thorough dude. I'm not going to lie to that. You know what I'm saying? It may make you, you know, a hero in America. You're definitely that. But when I look at you and see that you picked Sarah Palin to be the vice president, if something else happened to America, if something else happened to you while you was in charge of America in 2008, if you would have got elected, why do I supposed to think your judgment is better? This lady, Suzanne Rice, is overly qualified. Hillary Clinton showed you that a woman could do their thing. She showed it today as a ceasefire. You guys ain't never get a ceasefire. The whole Bush joint, the whole Republican run, they was fighting. It was nothing but fights and wars when Republicans come into office. Nothing but fights and wars. Because that's the rule of the old good old boys. We're going to war, we're going to do this. The guys who's scared and punks. You get a couple of them that's admirals and all that stuff that fight wars. But most of the other guys, the money guys, they're punks. They don't get their hands dirty. They don't get their hands washed. They don't do nothing. They show Mitt Romney looking like white crackhead in Disney the other day. He was in Disney. He had a little fuzzy on his head. But I say that, you know, Mick, you had a rough one, man. Go chill with your family. Go to white. You know, human being to human being, man. Chill to Disney. Now they definitely turning on you. I don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for you. You know what I mean? I don't feel bad for you because you was definitely the puppet for them, but it's kind of messed up. You learned your lesson. Maybe if you'd have ran how you ran in Massachusetts and stick to one thing and put Romney Care out there, you should have been pushing Romney Care, you know, instead of listening to Karl Rove and them, all those dudes who ain't going to never get elected again. You know? They ain't going to get elected again. In 2014, so many Republicans are going to, if they keep acting like they're acting right now, so many Republicans are going to lose. These guys are trying to suppress the voting now for 2016 and 14. They're trying to suppress it. You got to watch these guys, man. You got to watch them. They don't understand, man, like the unity uptown and Brooklyn and Queens, and the unity is crazy right now. You know, the unity is crazy. So, you know, you just got to face that for what it is, man. That's real talk. And when I say real talk, this is Stu talk, yo. And I talk that real stuff. I talk about politicians. I talk about rappers. I talk about breakdancers. Yes, I talk about breakdancers. I'm going to talk about breakdancing right now. You know, breakdancing, it always seems that you can make some money dancing, breakdancing, but you got to work hard. You're like, how do I make money break? You got to go to like 42nd Street to the park, put out a little box where people can tip you, and you got to have your show tight. You got to go to the tourist area and sit down. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a funny story, and this is real talk. Big shout-out to my man, Mo Money, man. me and my man Mo Money go downtown 42nd Street. We be filming some stuff. We doing what we do. And so I got the radio with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a little box with me, a little portable boom box with me. I'm sitting, you know, I'm sitting on the side with the joint. And where I was sitting at, I just kept noticing, you know, I had a little hoodie on and everything. So I noticed people just kept walking by me looking at me. Tourists, you know, they got the cameras out and stuff. Then I looked and I said, oh, sounded like I'm about ready to bust a move or something. I got the radio right here. And where I was standing at is where definitely the guys be dancing at. They had a bunch of people doing all type of stuff. And it looked so funny. I was like, oh, man, everybody thought I was going to start breakdancing. They thought I was going to bust a move. If I would have had a hat and did like a little bit of stuff, I could have bust a move. If this was back in the days, I would have did my thing, 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 thing. Yeah, back in the days, I was pop-locking like a locking. I was pop-locking. I was one of the best pop-lockers in the USA. I'm telling you, real talk. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, brother. I was the best pop-locker in the USA. They'd be like, yo, do your thing. I was like, You lucky when I was a breakdancer that this record wasn't out. Because I would have been killing them if we had been with B-Boys. I was killing them.
Go, Charlie. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle full of bubbles. Mommy, I got the eggs. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. If you're in the getting rough, you can find me in the club. Bottle full of bubbles. Look, mommy, I got the eggs. If you're in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. If you're in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre. Now they wanna show me love. When you sound like Eminem and the hugs, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, and nigga roll that weed up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I walk with a limp. In the hood, in the city, saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas should tell you I'm loco. When you playing, it's to put the rap game in the trunk. So I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. I show you, she's filling my stash, she's filling my flow. A girl so good at it, guy, and they ready to go. I'm full of bugs with money, I got the eggs. If you're in the taking drugs, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bugs with money, I got the eggs. If you're in the taking drugs, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My show brought me the dough that brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my tools. Look, nigga, I just came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it. Way more than you hate it, nigga, you mad. I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga trying to pull me back, guys. My joint get the pumping in the club, it's on. I went my eyes to bitch, so she smiled, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Just talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what bank for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. Niggas hate to let her make them out the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bulls. With mommy, I got the head, sick in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bugs, look, mommy, I got the eggs. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, I'm in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, leave it, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop up, nigga. See you, nigga.
off the rummy. Think about my money. Old 28 pick, niggas can't compete. Niggas up the block, trying to bring their work up the street, causing nigga heat. Niggas wanna eat on my block, trying to take my kindness for weak, but it's going down now. I'm loading up the shit. Dump the hollows, load the rhino. Make a nigga blood pressure drop. Turn them albino. Leave the block hot all night like Lino. Richie, stash the burner. Keep the finger trigger itchy. Just in case a nigga wanna twist me. Your nigga trying to hit me and I ain't on point. It's like standing on Madison without no joint. And you're robbing niggas. Wanna buy a whole fucking mob of niggas. Conversation short when they try to stop a nigga. Fuck that. Niggas wanna bust you, trying to buck back and hit something. Watch a nigga drop with his shit jump and shit something. 50 rounds about to split something, rip something. The mortician gon' have to fix something, dig something. We ain't frontin', we head hunting. Beat bumping in the bend, seat sunken. On some hot shit, ready to die shit. Campbell and Tyler, playing some god shit.
For the love of the block, I'ma stay bustin' heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, four pipes for the turbo. For the love of the block, I'ma stay bustin' heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, four pipes for the turbo.
East Side Story coming real, 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 real soon. It's your man, DJ Bizzle. Dizzle, dizzle, otherwise known as DJ Big Stu in the building. Party people in the place to be. What's going down? You got your turkeys working? You got the turkeys rocking? You got the turkeys cooking? I ain't doing no cooking. I'm just doing Some people just like to eat. And that's why I'm an eater. I'm the type of dude that I'm going to a whole bunch of people's house tomorrow. Everybody know I've been doing this for years. Nobody's mad. They know. They expect me now, but I don't come, they get mad. You know, but they know I'm coming empty-handed. I'm just coming to do what I do. All I come to your house with is a bag and a box of aluminum foil, and I go about to 15 people's house. A bag, a box of aluminum foil, and like 3 plastic forks, and that's how I'm coming to your house. Sit down, eat with you at the table, but I'm damn sure going to take something home. Because, you know, that's just, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, Thanksgiving. Nicki Minaj was slated to host her album release party on Tuesday night at Club New York, at a club in New York City. But an eyewitness told my peoples, my homie at RadarOnline.com, that the pop diva and her entourage was denied at the door by the NYPD because the capacity was too big. Held in the Greenhouse nightclub, the event was sponsored by Smirnoff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Smirnoff Ice Cake, you know what I'm saying? That's the new drink, Smirnoff Ice Cake. And Nicki, you know, 29, was supposed to make her appearance with Flo Rida and Fabulous, you know, but came too late, went to get in and sit. You know, so, you know, Nicki turned up with an entourage of like 25 people, you know what I'm saying, like at 3:30 in the morning. She went to celebrate with her fans, but she was denied the door by the police because the venue was way beyond capacity, they said. So she didn't get to perform at her own party. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, you got nowadays, It's not always good to be late. It's not always good to be late. It's not, you know. The stars that be on point, stars don't never be on point. Once they become a star, coming on time, it's like something that they don't do. Wendy says that Wendy talks about her yayo addiction. She was honest, you know. She went, you know, after struggling with a 10-year addiction of cocaine in her 20s, Wendy admits that Whitney died in February with far too many similarities to her life, you know, and she couldn't even ignore it. She's like, that could have been me, you know what I mean? And she said Whitney and her is about the same age. They both come from Jersey with parents who love them. They both struggle to have a child. You know, the thing is that she never met Whitney. They both have a credible things in the common, so she feels, at least Wendy Williams feels. You know, she said she thought at some point she would meet, but they, you know, and they would just hug, but it didn't go down. You know, after you know, apparently, you know, she didn't like, you know, Whitney probably didn't like some of the things Wendy said about her one time. In an interview with Touch Magazine, Wendy opens up about her drug use and what it took to get clean. She said, I was a functioning addict. I worked from 3 in the afternoon until 7 at night, get off and party until 7 in the morning, and then sleep until 2. Go to the radio station and do it all over again, Wendy said. People around me knew, but nobody ever said anything to me. So nobody had the guts, which was shocking to me. She said, I guess it was like watching a circus freak. And Wendy credits meeting her husband around her 30th birthday and falling in love with one of the best triggers that set her to the path to sobriety. You know what I'm saying? And the habit was not, you know, she was like, the habit was not breaking me, man. You know, she could have gone on and on and on, but, you know what I'm saying, doing what she did, but she accepted to fall in love with this dude and the homeboy held her down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she didn't even go to rehab, and she's not bragging, but we can't say that. But I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I know a lot of people in the hood too that they didn't go to rehab. They just did, you know, they just put the determination and they got off it. And that's just the truth. Because if you really want to do something, you can do it. Nobody can stop you from doing nothing. If you really want to do it, you can do it. So, you know, but we're talking about whatever. Today we're just talking. Today is just me, you, the world, and I'm just kicking it with y'all, just throwing joints down, just kicking it with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I remember, man, you know, music's changed, you know, times has changed, but Thanksgiving is always going to be the same. It's all about friends, it's all about family, it's all about you know, it's all about just being love and remembering, man, remembering what's good. Oh, tomorrow night, Sarah Farron Ward, she's a rock and roll singer. She will be on the show tomorrow night. Now, for some of you people probably saying, what's up with Sarah Farron Ward? And you guys know I pronounce names bad as hell. So I know I got her name wrong because the way it's spelled, she has so many letters in her name that I try to do the basic thing that Rufus, you know Rufus, that commercial that taught you how to count and all that stuff on CBS, you know, used to come on before some of the cartoons come on. Well, I do the Rufus technique, you know what I'm saying? And I try to sound it out and break it down by syllables, and I still don't know if I got this lady's name right. So I'm not going to say it no more until tomorrow. She will be on the show, and she will be talking about the scandal and some other stuff, but it was a scandal. It was a scandal that was said that her and Marilyn Manson was dating and was getting ready to get married. It turned out to be just a publicity person going more extra than a job, probably, you know what I'm saying, or trying to make a power move, do something slick, get ahead. You know, everybody has done that, but this one is tops the cake. So, planning on getting back into some more Mizzadizzle. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play one of her songs. It's a rock and roll song, too. So, you know, on Beef to Ready, we play everything. So I'm going to play one of her songs, and she will be on the show tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be deep. We're going to, you know, because this lady had received death threats and everything. So you know, so let it be told that she, you know, never, not ever to speak her piece. And so now she's going to come on and speak her piece, and you guys know me. I'm going to ask her all type of questions because I am the DJ Bizzle Dizzle, Big Stu in the building, because that's what I do. I'm an infomaniac, man. I'm here for the info, and I want to let you know that. All right? Big shout-out to my man Johnny Gill. He in the building. Yeah, that's my homeboy. He looks exactly like Johnny Gill. And I think he can sing, too. And sometimes, you know, don't you hate that friend that can sing? Because he's always ad-libbing around you. You know, y'all walk into the Chinese restaurant, and then as soon as y'all get in there, you hold the door for him. Like, go ahead, dog. He's like, man, what you doing? You know, or when he see a girl, and, you know, you got that friend, every time he see a girl, he want to sing something from the Shy Lights or somebody. You know what I'm saying? I got friends like that. Like, girl be walking by, he thinks he's the best singer in the world. And it'll be a girl walking by across the street, and he'll just start singing real loud, like, I hope that we could be together soon. He'll sing songs like that. Some of y'all, they be looking at me like I'm crazy in here. They be like, yo, he be cursed out. He be just talking crazy. Stu Talk is basically for me to talk crazy, for me to talk about what I want to talk about all over the world. You follow me? That's what this is about. But I'm going to play this lady's music, man. She will be on the show tomorrow. Sierra Finn Ward. It's going to be a deep story tomorrow. We're going to get into it. But this is her song. It's called What's the Color of Love? Rock and roll style on Beast Radio. Can we play everything?
Color.
rock and roll songs scare the shit out of you. Scare you to death, man, I'm telling you. Songs like that, you be like, what the, what's he talking about? You be like, what's she talking about? I'm tapping on the thing, man. My engineer is so rude, you know, we're working in here, he's tapping on the console right here while we're sitting here. This guy's crazy. What is wrong with you? You see, I'm going to start getting me some union workers at Beastie Radio. I'm thinking about that. I was hiring the neighborhood guys, and it's not working out, man. It's not working out. Every time I come in the building, it smells cushy. It smells like cushy. It don't smell like a radio station. I don't think Hot 97 smells like cush. Nope. I don't think WBLS smells like cush. You know, my security guard, he be whacked. Definitely firing him after the holidays. You know, and when I say after the holidays, I mean after Thanksgiving. He's not going to make it to Christmas. Christmas, he's going to have another J-O-B because you ain't getting paid by me. You know, I learned when you fire a dude, you take about 4 days off just in case you want to come back and that. You don't let him get a chance. He was like, come back looking for me. But like, here, man. By the time I do kind of work, he be like, oh, Dad, you here? You wouldn't have forgot I fired you. That's how it be. You got to do it like that. You can't remind him. You can't be like, oh, yeah, here I am. Yeah, I fired you. What? You like, what? Ha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's not funny, but it's the truth. We're in a strange world, boy. We are in a strange world. We are in a world where little fat dudes like Carl Rove can control something. Little fat Carl Rove and Rush Limbaugh. They got the little fat dude gang, the little fat ball spot gang. They're a gang. All the little fat ball spot dudes with glasses. They all look like, you know, like I said, the little bully. The little bully in the class beating up the little skinny kid. Not in the public school, in the private school, you know. In the public school, you know, they paying their way through. Hey, man, y'all, brother, man. They know you until they got in high school. Then they ain't know you no more. You know, dudes? They, you know, yeah, I chilled with the brothers till you got in high school. And it was enough. It was enough to vote for him then. Let's put it that way. But when you go to public school, and it's like, fight the power, pow, 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 pow. You won't need me. Remember, homie? Only the crazy people know what I'm talking about right now. Because only the crazy people in the United States understand what I'm talking about. I hope they catch this serial killer dude, man. Real talk. You know, son's just running around bugging out. And they got other dudes saying that he ain't, you know, until they free Leon Marvel, whatever his name was, the DC sniper lead, the young one, he gonna be wilding out. So, you know, this world is crazy, man. I'm telling you, man, we gotta watch out, man. I think we going to some civil joint, man. Goon up, man. Get your hood together, man. Be ready to goon up. That's what I'm gonna say, man. Be ready to goon up. Things is crazy out here, man. Today I was riding the bus. This blind guy on the bus, he's ready to whip on the bus driver. Because the bus driver, you know, he wasn't calling out the stops. You know, when you're blind, you can't see. So, you know, he's telling the blind guy, was coming, oh, yeah, you dark ass, you call out the stop. He was right next to me. He scared me. I jumped up. What the? You know, then there was a blind guy, and I was like, oh, man, blind. Because, you know, I could have socked him. You know, the way he screamed. He said, my driver, I'm special for challenges. I can't. And I was like, oh, my God. Everybody on the bus, like, all right, yo. So we started helping them, like, yo, it's 23rd Street right now. He's like, oh, thank you. But every so often, he'd just get back up and still curse the bus driver out, like, like his, you know, I guess when you blind, he probably felt his rights violated because he probably knows something that the bus driver is supposed to always say to stop. The bus driver wasn't saying to stop nothing. It was like, you know, I'm impaired. I'm gonna, you know, he said, he knows he's disrespectful. And I was like, wow. Then it made me wonder that maybe they might have got into something. But, you know, we got the man off. Good Samaritans. Now you should know that. I don't want to go there now. I don't want to go there now. Because you know why? I just want to talk about my man Mitt Romney, man. Mitt Romney, what's the difference between Mitt Romney and George Bush?
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk
to you. She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just
want
to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Don't.
There ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go.
From here on out, I am no longer concerned. See, I heard it all.
nights ago, man. It was going down in New York City, real, real, real big. Shout out to all the DJs. Shout out to the Block Club DJs, my crew. Big shout out to DJ Sluggo. He was nominated for Midwest Mixtape of the Year. He almost won, man. It was good, but he was in the top three, man. Big shout out to DJ Sluggo, Block Club DJs. You can see the event on the Block Club video, Block Club Videos New York City. You can see the event on there once we launch it within about another week or so. You can also see the East Side Story movie trailer on there. And you can definitely check out the Big Stu's Pick of the Week. Right now I got the Cassidy going at the Meek Mills up there. For all y'all don't know, you know what I mean? And this looks like it's going to be a good one, because Cassidy and Meek both doing their thing, so this looks like it's going to be a good battle. Let's just hope that they keep it to the art of hip-hop and nothing else, you know? And if it goes back to, like, the LLs and, you know, Kumo D thing, hey, who knows, man? We might rock the house, man. We might rock the house. Some parts of me want to make it chill it down, but some parts of me don't want to make it chill it down. Because I don't like to chill it down sometimes, man. I got to pick a day to chill it down. Like, I got to be like, yeah, I'm going to chill it down today, son. I'm going to, like, chill it down, you know what I mean? I'm going to just chill it down. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just going to chill it down. I can't do that, man. Can't chill it down. Because I'm the Beef Bizzle. Three times Trizzle. Slap five with all my niggas. I don't like to, you know, I don't like to brag, and I don't like to boast. But my name is DJ Big Stu, and I'm the most. Sitting up in this place to be. Smoking out, ha, ha. Smoking out, ha, 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 ha. They be like, what? Smoking on, ha, ha. You know what I like when I go to the club, man? They rocking the club. They rocking. They getting down. They like, oh, oh, yeah. Everybody like, oh, 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 go, go, ooh, ooh. Y'all ain't hear that in a long time, right? When the last time you been in the club, you heard someone go, ooh, ooh. Be the real old school dude back there with the Cazellis and the French cuts. He got his little slick shoes on, heel suede shoes on, you know. Little man's walkers type of thing. A little different from Jerome, because Jerome, you know, Martin was doing the Chicago thing, so when they were doing that, so Jerome had the Chicago look, because in Harlem, I want to make this for the record, for the record, for the record, for the record. The MCM suit was not hot. The MCM suit, you had the fake wine jack. The real, see, let me tell you this, guys done it, the V bubbles. Was the fake one. All these dudes with the V bubbles, that was the fake one. All these dudes with the MCMs, those are the fake ones. That's like we're in the British Knights. Yeah. Or the Playboys without the rabbit. Yeah. See, these ones with the fake ones, man. You know, they had, Dapper Dan had the joints that everybody was rocking. So everybody couldn't afford that. So MCM got smart. They made the one out of nylon, like a rain suit type of one. They had a couple of ones, but the main ones were made like rain suit material. Dap had the suede and all that. Then MCM tried to bite. But you see dudes like got an MCM suit on. That mean he couldn't afford Dapper Dan. The MCM suit might have, all right, let's just put take the part. The MCM suit might have been like $1, $1.50, $90. Dapper Dan joint was about $500, $600, $700. You understand what I'm saying? That's the realest of the real with that. You know, that's how the MCM hat, you might could get it from Africa for about $4, $3. Dapper Dan hat might cost you about $40 to $50. That's how it was going. MCM didn't do your sneakers. Dapper Dan did your sneakers, your boots. Dudes had Louis Vuitton Timberland in the 80s. Gucci Nikes, moon boots, for you cats that don't remember the moon boots, Louis Vuitton, the moon boots out. This is how it used to go down. So those V bombers, you see a lot of breakdancers in the war. Those, the real bomber didn't have a V in it. It was just, you know, it was a real puffy leather bomber, and they were sold mostly at Saint Michel back in the days. Most of you had to get that with Saint Michel. The V bomber was what they came up with for Christmas, so everybody could have one. Yeah? The V bomber was about $1.50. The Saint Michel bomber was about $1,200, $800, $700. Difference had real goose in it. The V bomber had cotton in it. It didn't have no goose in it. The other bomber, the Saint Michel bomber, had goose in it. You can see it. That's when you see the dudes with the big pouches. And they be making the vests like look like it now. You know, they make the leather vests look like, you know, they make those look like the, try to more or less look like the Saint Michel joints. Them V bomber joints, they was for breakdancers. When I was a B-boy, that's what I tell you. And I didn't even wear that. You know what I mean? But that's what it was for. That's why most pictures you see breakdancers wear it. You don't really see too many dudes wear it, you know. You look at a picture and you'll see the real bomber. I think one of the pictures Grandmaster Caz got the real bomber on. It was somebody else that had one, had the official brown joint on. But the V bomber that was sold, they sold the V bomber in La Maqueta. Word. They sold the V bomber in the meat market. It's the truth. You could go to the meat market buy and a bomber. You couldn't buy the other joint for La Maqueta. You had to go to one spot. But you go buy the V bomber in La Maqueta. You go there and be like, you know, La Maqueta be popping. They got more. And you get over there, they selling potatoes, rice, and everything. And them hanging up a couple of V bombers. Different colors. That's how it went. Or you could walk under the tunnel, and there should be a store over there. Same way. But getting back into the more middle dizzle, I'm wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, man, because it's your man DJ Big Stu on Beef Stu Radio. This is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I was on a little vacation. I'm back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm running around. I'm making moves, man. But as long as y'all stay hitting me up, supporting me, I'm going to always have something new up here every week on this joint. You know what I'm saying? Some days I may have a 7, some days I may have a 5. But I'm going to always have some joints up here, man. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow night is the Beef Stu Radio anniversary with a great interview. So it's going to be crazy to make sure y'all don't miss it because your boy going to be doing the DJ Big Bizzle thing. Shout out to my man Big Boo. Showboat Classic Winter Tournament starts December 4th, 6 to 9 p.m., 99th Street. First Avenue is popping. We in the building. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's cutting the Dutch right now. Because I know at this time we speak all across the world. It's probably like 40 minutes. It's probably enough dudes cutting Dutches right now to that could have beat a bump. Like, you know, if you had to say, all right, if everybody have a race and say, everybody who smoked weed, you know, we take the numbers up, I bet, and we say if we can make it beat a bump, brothers will be smoking weed and be, I'm just, you know, get off me. I have an assistant that's like crazy. Like, they don't like me. They be sitting there saying, what are you talking about, Stu? I'm talking about life in general. I'm acting like Tyrese right now. I'm saying a bunch of stuff that just don't make no sense. If it works for Tyrese, it could work for me. I'm dark-skinned with a bald head. I gained a little belly. I used to have a six-pack. I ain't got a six-pack no more. I got like a small two-pack. You know what I mean? Got a little two-pack. I'm not, you know, chunky fat, but I'm chunky now. You know, I got a little heavier. And, you know, my man Jesse made it known to me that, you know, Stu, you got chunky. You know when you're chunky when you try to run fast, you can't run fast. You be swearing to God you're running fast, but you get tired like fast. But you don't run fast, you get tired. You try to catch that bus. I mean, I could always catch the bus. What? The bus right there, let's go get it, son. I start running before I even get to the corner. I mean, they be like, why are you making no noise? Because I don't like my assistant. They're getting on my nerve, and every time I make these noises and say stuff, they get mad. They look at me like, why are you doing this? Because it's a free country and Obama won. Okay? Okay, dude? How about that, dude? Hey, dude, How about letting it be a thuggish ruggish bone? How about that, then?
Deuce double O train.
Grab up with your lady, man. Grab that turkey. Take that gravy. And some stuffing and spread it all around, baby. Have a sexy
Before
day.
You should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer.
Oh, with no kids tomorrow night.
I've been watching you.
I don't wanna give you mine and no, I don't wanna meet you no Trying so hard to get over you. Just simply can't. Cause the love we shared through the years meant so much to me. All I'm looking for is just a serious relationship so I have a hold all my life. Why don't you give me that commitment?
Yeah. Beats his radio.